with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Floods in central Texas have killed at least 89, and the search for the missing continues.
In Kerr County, Texas, the search continues for 10 missing girls from Camp Mystic, where 27 campers and counselors died. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring.
Primary search continues, and we remain hopeful.
Senator Ted Cruz says he picked up his own daughter from summer camp in Hunt a week before the deadly floods. In response to criticism, Cruz says cuts to FEMA and the Weather Service did not impact what happened.
This is not a time for partisan finger-pointing and attack.
Audio courtesy KSAT, I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he'll likely visit Texas Friday following the deadly flash flooding.
We wanted to leave a little time. I would have done it today, but we'd just be in their way. Probably Friday.
Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to SalvationArmyTexas.org. President Trump is willing to let migrant laborers stay in the U.S. under certain circumstances, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president often boasts of implementing America's biggest deportation campaign, but over the past few weeks, he's suggested going easier on farm workers and those employed in the hotel and hospitality industry. On Thursday night in Iowa, the president said he was willing to let migrant laborers stay in the country if the farmers they work for will vouch for them. Farmers have complained to the administration that deporting workers will have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
North Carolina officials say a woman was killed when floodwaters from the remnants of tropical storm Chantal swept her car from a rural road, and dozens of people were forced to flee their homes by floodwaters. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmeloff, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that was approved by voters last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street as the Trump administration stepped up pressure on trading partners to make deals before tariffs imposed by the U.S. take effect. The S&P 500 lost 0.8%. The Dow gave back 0.9%. And the NASDAQ composite fell 0.9%. Tesla tumbled as the feud between CEO Elon Musk and President Trump reignited over the weekend. Musk, once a top donor and ally of the president, said he would form a third political party in protest over the Republican spending bill that passed last week. The Dow was down 422 points to close at 44,406. The NASDAQ lost 188 to 20,412. The S&P 500 dropped 49 points to 6229. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.